Well, now let's turn to Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, looking at what's going on through the lens of social media. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy.
And we are, a lot of us are working from home right now because of social distancing. And there's a viral tweet that has reframed the thinking around that. Tell us what it is and what's the story behind it.
Oh, it's such a good one. It's from Neil Webb. And he says, "You're not working from home. You are at home during a crisis trying to work." This was something that he'd heard repeatedly. And he says, "I think it's an important distinction worth emphasizing." And it so resonated. 100,000 retweets, 300,000 likes, and people were sharing their struggles. Artist Al, for instance, says, "I'm still trying to teach art, but most of my kids don't have supplies at home. I feel like an utter failure." Sam says, "Thank you for posting this. I really needed to read that. That was like a comforting pat on the back." And one more, because it resonated so hard. This is from Monk Chips. Monk Chips says, "I call it coping from home." If you want to see that tweet for yourself, go to at Neil M. Webb. Neil will probably tweet back at you because he's nice that way.
Okay, good. Now, many of us have been using Zoom, this video platform that hosts business meetings and just fun hangouts with family, et cetera. People are even teaching school classes through Zoom. We should note that Zoom is a funder for NPR. But there have been some concerns over something called Zoom bombing, and people are warning others on social media about this. What is that, and what are they saying?
Well, you think of it as a video app that people are able to troll or gatecrash. They're being obnoxious, maybe offensive. They're jumping into a video gathering they haven't been invited to. All of that sort of stuff that we're used to on social media. And I just looked up Zoom bombing as a hashtag, and I found a couple of really good examples just from the last couple of hours. So PeopleScape, HR and Search tweets, "My 11-year-old school history class of 35 kids was Zoom bombed yesterday by young adults showing private parts and using foul language. It was quite an eye-opener for the children." I don't think it was meant to be funny, but I did laugh at that. So their history lesson turned into a biology lesson accidentally. But there are lots of tips that you can use. And so I went straight away to the source at Zoom_US. And they said, "We appreciate the scrutiny. We know we've had a lot of criticism." And they posted a blog, and their blog was really interesting. It says, "We did not design the product with the foresight that in a matter of weeks, every person in the world would be suddenly be working, studying and socializing from home. We need to do better." And they've got training videos. They've got little webinars so that you can actually learn how to use Zoom well. So basically what they're saying is read the instructions before you jump online. So you have meeting settings, you have privacy settings, you can host, you can curate. It's a bit like leaving your door open and say, "Hey, everybody come in." That is probably not a good idea. Close your front door, put a bounce on your front door, you'll be fine on Zoom.
I have 4 Zooms set up this afternoon.
You're
I haven't seen
off.
Anybody Zoom bomb yet. No, some of them are
fun. Is that
fun,
an invitation?
Some of them are working. Yes, I would love to have you in any of those Zooms. Femi, one more thing we have to talk about because it really has
because
gotten
you
out
wanted
there on
us
social
to
media.
Talk about it, Jeremy.
Well, exactly. I wanted us to talk about it. It is celebrity chef Ina Garten, also known as Barefoot Contessa. She took to Instagram on Wednesday to show us how to make what she called her favorite cosmopolitan. Listen to this.
"During a crisis, you know, cocktail hour can be almost any hour. Okay, now, the last detail is really important, a good martini glass. I'm going to show you the one I like."
Okay, and she's going to show you the one she likes. She pulls out a giant martini glass about the size of her head. She fills it up and takes a big sip and tells people to stay safe. This was shared at 9 o'clock in the morning.
It's so beautiful. And it is a genuine recipe. So she says 2 cups of vodka and then pours in the entire
bottle of vodka. Right.
She has been called the quarantine queen, Ina for president. She's an entire mood. I also highly recommend that you go to her Twitter feed. There is delicious food, there are recipes, and also she shares on social with warmth and kindness. And her tweets are really comforting at this really difficult time for many of us who are stuck in our homes, working from home, maybe not be able to do all the social things that we can normally do. And that recipe is really easy. I already have my limes ready.
Oh, good. Well, you know, and the thing is, we're all doing so much cooking and maybe even so much cocktail drinking right now.
Exactly.
We could use some new recipes. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, you've made us smile on this Friday. Thank you very much for that.
Cheers. Stay safe, everybody.